Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, December 16th, 2020. And as always here, I'm helping people to hear God and discover your destiny. An exciting time right now. I want to give you some key insight that you'll need for the new year that's really upon us now. Amazing, huh? Well, let's just jump right into it. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing, the greater things. Jesus, you said, greater things we will do. And you have these things lined up for us right now, these greater things that we're going to enter into right now. Give us strength right now to overcome during this storm. Help us to rise above and see what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to remind you, the season we're in right now is the prophetic word I released for December. It's called The Turning Point is Here, episode 157 on Spirit Connection Podcast. Check that out because it's got some key insight into what we're moving into right now. We're in a time of transition. And remember, God always wants you to be above the storm. You know, when we get into anything, we need to rise above. Heaven is above the earth and far above. You want to rise above the storm that we're in right now. What part of the storm may be the pandemic that's hitting you, or maybe work. There's so much going on right now, but Jesus demonstrated for us that in the major storm that hit his boat, he was walking on the water, which is rising above the storm. So it's important to not look at what's happening right now. Believe me, we're not going down. God is going to, he's going to shift things around. Don't be a victim. Get up, move forward the best you can. And if you're already doing that, help someone else right now to get through this as well. And so part of my prophetic word for December was that breakthrough is here. Micah 2:13, I love this verse. The one who breaks open the way will go before them, and they will break through the gate and go out. The king will pass before him, before them, the Lord as their head. So God's opening up a breakthrough anointing right now. And that you just have to keep moving forward. He's opening the way right now into this new season. I had released a prophetic word earlier this year. I had released a lot, but most people forget it. But what I do remember is that December 31st, we would enter into a new season. And I'm holding that. I believe it's here now. And we're entering into that season of breakthrough instead of breakdown. And, you know, really, the breakthrough that you need, it's what God told me, is outside of our current thinking. And so we need to really band together. And the Lord said this, don't dwell on the past. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Isaiah 43:18. Don't look at the past. We need to look ahead. And let's band together, okay? I want to help you get a perspective of heaven that's going to align you for what we're entering into for the new year right now. And there are things that you can do right now that's going to put you ahead of the game. It's going to trip up Satan's plans over you. And his plan right now is to isolate it. But we're using the internet. And we have, you know, the word of God still going out. You might be in a room alone right now. Maybe you are with some people. Don't let this really bring you down. Maybe the things have been pretty heavy, but just move forward best you can. 2021 is here. There are two key Bible verses the Lord gave me. One is Psalm 119:34. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart. And the second, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. So you need to ask the Lord for understanding and a plan. The new year is going to bring some incredible opportunities, a breakthrough for us right now. And I know you don't want to waste time. I don't know about you, but I don't like to waste time. If you're listening to me right now, I know you want to be able to get a strategy of breakthrough instead of breakdown. You know, as a prophetic life coach, I've helped tens of thousands of people get a radical breakthrough in their life. And listen, God has given you access to everything you need. Psalm 37:4, one of my favorite verses that I've had to use in my life coaching over the years, and it's delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, if you delight yourself in the Lord, in other words, get God's heart and then you align with him and he can give you things. Not everything you want, of course, is God's desire, but he's going to work some things through. And so God is good. He wants you to succeed as much as you do, believe me. And what stops us is the dream thief. A dream thief is something that steals away your vision, your energy. Maybe it's through relationships or continual repeated things that seem to happen. There is a demonic force called the dream thief. And it's trying to stop you from fulfilling your life purpose. It's trying to stop you from getting to the next level. So identifying your dream thieves, that's the first step of what I call a spiritual life hack, is to identify them. And there might be more than one that's happening right now. Usually they operate in a couple of different ways, but God, I tell you, greater is the one in you than the one in the world. And you can get this. You're going to get a breakthrough. I know you will. So we felt like maybe you've felt like there's something new in your life. You don't know what it is. Maybe you felt like there's a breakthrough coming. You needed to gain some clarity or some understanding. Again, the verse I got for this year, the coming year, is that God's going to release understanding. It's a year of understanding. Maybe you want to get healthier. Maybe you want to lose weight, break through addictions, deepen your relationship with the Lord, improve your marriage. Maybe you feel called to write a book or start a business or a ministry, get out of debt, whatever it might be, go to school, get some more training, whatever it is. These are the things that we can do to get to this next level. And this is the time of year. Actually, the reason I'm talking about this is because it's the time of year when people do this, you know, with New Year's resolutions and things like that. We start looking at what we want to do for the new year. That's what I'm talking about here. I'm going to give you some tips that you can use. There's powerful biblical principles in the Bible, plus the power of the Holy Spirit. You combine those with a relationship with the Lord, and you become unstoppable. Well, you know, in some sense, but you can become pretty powerful, the weapon of your warfare. So maybe you'd identify some of these. You feel stuck or discouraged. Maybe you tried, when we're talking about New Year's resolutions, or you tried some things and you failed. Maybe you've given up on some past passions and dreams, or you don't feel released to move forward, but you're stuck in your current situation. That's a lot of people. Maybe you feel like there's something more, but you don't know where to start. So I want to say this. You have everything you need to succeed. God has created you uniquely to make a difference. God is creative himself. You know, he created the heavens and the earth. In Genesis, it says that he created man and woman in his image. So if he's creative, then you have the creative ability in you. God is limitless. What you can do through his love and power and strength has no limits as well. But there's some things that he wants to get you into his timing on. But I'm just trying to spark this up right now with you. You have the Holy Spirit. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is inside you. We have the Word of God. These are the things. That's why I say you have everything you need to succeed. But I want to talk about revelation over resolution. We talk, you know, this time of year, people are thinking about making New Year's resolutions. A long time ago, I realized, you know, they don't usually work. I kept failing at my New Year's resolutions. So I want to invite you to get a revelation and a strategy from God, and then you can make a New Year's revolution. So you want to get a revelation, and instead of a resolution, you want to do a revolution. I think I said R. Maybe I got tongue-tied on that, but you get me, right? Most people need change, but they don't know where to start. So I got a revelation years ago on these lifestyle changes. How it became a prophetic life coach. And the result was I got healthy. I wrote my first book. I've been trying to write for years. I strengthened my relationship with the Lord and my wife, and I deepened my intimacy and my ability to love others in the midst of this. So it's not just about doing. Really, it's about love. It's a big thing. So here's five steps to what I call the breakthrough lifestyle. First of all, become clear on what you want to do. We'll walk through this a little bit later on, but get clear. Do you want to lose weight? You want to write a book? You want to deepen your relationship? This is how to break through. Find others who are doing what you want to do and study the process. In other words, if you want to do something, it's how I got into it. I knew I wanted to do dream interpretation, so I started looking around. I found a ministry that did dream interpretation. I read the books. I studied those things. So you could read books, take a course, do different things like that. Step three is to choose just one thing. You make a list of several things you might want to do. Step three is to choose one thing and create a simple breakthrough plan. And it all starts right now by doing one small thing towards that. And you, if you learn to do this, I call it the breakthrough lifestyle, where I do it every day. Actually, I do it every week. I develop a lifestyle plan of breakthrough instead of breakdown. I look at the things that I want to accomplish, and then I decide what's one thing I can do today towards that. Small things done consistently over time. This is the powerful part. Will actually change things radically in your life. So the next thing is to find accountability in the midst of it. And it might be a group or something like that. So the revelation and activation, Proverbs 29:11 says, where there's no revelation, people cast off restraint, but blessed are those who heed wisdom's instructions. And, you know, once you learn to hear the voice of God and know what to focus on, there are some tools that can help get you there and keep you on track. Getting clarity will shift the spiritual atmosphere and open doors over you. And remember that faith without works is dead, according to James 2:14. So you can align yourself with heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 6:10, when he's teaching you how to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's plan for you is already here. It's being released from heaven. You need to bring it onto earth and activate it. There's principles in the Bible that can help you do that. And you need to actually bring it down onto earth and start to activate. There's powerful biblical principles of change. But the key is to get started. I believe this, really the biggest principle is, of course, what Jesus said, is love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the most powerful biblical principle. And there's more to that. There's a lot in that. But the next one, I believe, is found in Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all the other things will come into place. Practically, that means just look for what God has. So what is it you want to do? Figure out what that is. Find a breakthrough plan and do one small thing for it. So, Lord, we pray that you would prepare us for the new year. In the name of Jesus, amen. There's a powerful anointing that's flowing right now. And I want to invite you to really activate what I'm talking about here. And this Saturday, I'm doing a How to Thrive in the New Year special workshop. And normally they're $37, but it's $21 because it's 2021. It's a two-hour training on how to thrive in the new year. DougAddison.com/thrive and $21 December 19th. But you don't have to be there, but you do have to sign up. And if you can't be there, it's 10 a.m. to noon Pacific time. If you can't be there, we'll send you the recording plus. There's several different things that I'm going to give you. I'll give you some worksheets. We'll walk through some plans on how to get your breakthrough plan for the new year. I am so excited for what's coming right now. And go to my website, DougAddison.com. Follow me on social media. And also the Daily Prophetic Word. Get the Doug Addison app as well. And I'm so excited. I'll see you next week.